Partly cloudy, 91 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Current Elk City Mayor Nick Archer has announced his plans to run for the soon-to-be-vacant House District 55 seat in the Oklahoma House of Representatives. The position is currently held by Todd Russ of Cordell, who will be term-limited after next spring's legislative session. Archer, a Republican, says one of the motivations to run for the seat was seeing the needs of people in not only Elk City, but throughout the district.
Well, I think what really was the main motivation was just, you know, seeing needs of the people around our surrounding communities and just not being able to help. As mayor, you know, your reach only goes so far. And with our current representative, Todd Russ, terming out, it really felt like for me and my family and my employer that the time is now. And so, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot. And I feel like now's that time.
Archer went on to say that he wants to push growth and change in District 55.
I think there's a lot of work to be done in Elk City and also our surrounding communities. And so hopefully, you know, everyone has seen the changes that have gone on around Elk City and they've gotten excited about that. And hopefully I can be the person to help push the whole area and all of our communities in Western Oklahoma forward and upward.
If Archer draws a Republican challenger, voters will decide on the nomination on June 28th of next year. During the latest regular meeting of the Elk City Commission, commissioners were asked to revise the lease agreement between the city and the Elk City Golf and Country Club that, if approved, would see the city pay additional operations and maintenance costs of the golf course grounds. The current lease agreement is set to expire in 2023. Elk City Golf and Country Club board member Jordan Williamson outlined why the board would like to renew and revise the agreement now and not in 2 years. He said, in part, that the tornado that hit the course in May of 2017 has affected the association's ability to fund the cost of maintenance. Williamson says the board would like a new 10-year lease agreement with certain provisions intact.
Number one, the city of Elk City will carry the financial maintenance of the golf course grounds for 10 years. Number two, the city of Elk City would carry the financial compensation of the employees involved in the maintenance of the golf course grounds for 10 years. Following the 10-year agreement, the lease could be reviewed and adjusted and agreed upon by the city and the golf association. This agreement would allow the golf association to invest in providing the community and surrounding areas with a quality recreational venue that goes hand in hand with the great amenities and economic development of Elk City.
Williamson told the commission that by doing this, funds would be freed up to address needed capital improvements at the golf course, such as improved parking and fixing leaks in cart barns. Ward 3 Commissioner Rocky Andreessen expressed concern over a possible new deal, saying if the commission were to approve the new agreement, the city would need more oversight over the golf course.
We can't let a non-city employee telling our city employees what to do. You're a person that works with Ed that's on the board. That's putting us taking care of city property, but you're letting somebody outside the city mandate what goes on. So I think in this agreement, the city's got to have some kind of control. Because if not, then if you decide later on that you want to raise some tee boxes that don't necessarily need to be raised or something that doesn't need to be done, all we're doing is putting money into it and having no input. And I think that input has to come from here or a city employee.
It was also suggested that a new lease agreement should require the commission's approval of any expenditures over $10,000. Ultimately, the agenda item was tabled and will be addressed possibly in August. In state news, State Treasurer Randy McDaniel said today overall collections to the Oklahoma Treasury continue to set record highs, fueled largely by an influx of federal funding over the past year. McDaniel said overall Treasury receipts for the month of June and the fiscal year ended June 30th reached record highs. The increase can be attributed largely to an infusion of more than $10 billion in federal payments to Oklahomans in response to the pandemic, along with the timing of income tax payment deadlines. McDaniel said collections from oil and gas production taxes quadrupled from June of 2020 when payments sank to a record low because of depressed oil prices. Speaking of oil, looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $72.15. That is down $1.22. Brent crude at $73.39, down $1.14. Natural gas at $3.57, that's down 6 cents. Recapping our top story, Archer declares his candidacy. Once again, partly cloudy, 91 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.